Last mission, the fourth parak, deals with the Isser Derabbanan, the rabbinic prohibition against Hutzas or Mechadash, even though, technically speaking, the Malacha of Havara should be permissible based on the principle of Mitoch, that is to say, since it's obviously usable in the context of cooking, so it should be usable in general, but there's an Isser Derabbanan against starting a new fire. In Motzina Sa'or, Lo Mina Eitzim, not the typical way that we would light wood on fire, V'lo min ha'avanim, and not even from stones. Obviously, this isn't the natural way. V'lo min ha'afar. The Bar Tanura points out is that when you dig into the ground, you can set up like a fire in that pit, a fire pit, as they call it. V'lo min ha'mayim. So, like, how exactly is this going to work from water? You know, make fire out of water. So, if you take it and put it in a glass and it gets really hot in the sun, we're not allowed to take certain kinds of kalim, which are new, and put them in the sun so that they harden. That's considered to be tikkun mana. They weren't usable before, and then they would usable for purposes of roasting. Shvius is significant here because there's no din of meiser in shvius, so one could stand before Shabbos sets in during the Shemitah year. So again, there's no issue of peros shel tevel because there's no din of trumos and maestros during the Shemitah year. And again, everything is hefker, so you have full access to it. You actually have to make some kind of a symbol. It's insufficient in terms of rendering it min hamuchan to simply verbalize that. Okay, that's the end of the fourth parak. The fifth parak has to do with a situation where one is trying to really save a significant amount of money from water damage. So, there are certain kinds of fruits that were always dried out on rooftops. Roofs were, and they still are, by the way, in the Middle East. Roofs are typically flat. We here have slanted roofs, so they used to, like you know, the Rachav Hazona by Yericho. They put the pishtan to dry out on the. On the rooftop, so everything would dry out. Anything they wanted to dry out for the winter would be up on the roof. So let's say it starts to pour, and now you're going to lose a very significant amount of your food security. Mashilin peros derech haruba b'yantif. And even though it's yantif, and normally we wouldn't allow a tircha, you're allowed to put things through a skylight. Avalo b'shabbos, Shabbos we wouldn't allow this. And mechasin peros b'kelim b'pnei hadlaf, v'chein kadei yain v'chadei shemen. If there was sort of a breakage in the roof, and there was a deluge coming in, so one would be allowed to spread a sheet over the produce inside of one's home, or pitchers of oil, or pitchers of wine, is very valuable. V'nosten kli tachas hadlaf b'Shabbos, so we put a kli underneath the, like a pail, you know, whatever it is, so you have water coming through the roof, so you put out, like whatever it is, a bucket brigade, you put out 25 buckets, they're all going to fill up. You are allowed to empty those, even though it's a tircha, and then, you know, make sure that they're usable, even though it's Shabbos, and normally this would certainly be a tircha, and would be a zilzul Shabbos, a denigration of Shabbos, because this could be, you know, a massive, 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 massive loss. You know, water damage is so interesting. I mean, you learn these things as you go on. Wouldn't have appreciated this the first time I learned these Mishnayos decades ago, but you know, you realize, okay, if there's a small fire in somebody's house, so they could lose the whole house because of smoke damage. Even if they don't lose the house because of smoke damage, they could lose the whole house because of water damage. So there's so many different layers to this. So the water damage itself is such a threat to the house that you're allowed to violate what would otherwise be a clear rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos, for the purposes of saving things of great value. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Meretz Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zakos Israel, Lefika Achir, Uter Mitzvot, Shenemar, Adonai Chavetz Aman, Tzidko Yagdil, Tera V'Yadir, Kaddish Terabbanan.